hear that, Alex Cora? You don't know what it is, because I don't know what it is, but the message is accurate. Don't you lie to me. Oh, that's Chuck Berry. Did you know that, Ted?
No clue.
Chuck Berry, don't lie to me.
One of the best, though.
You got it right.
Oh, Chuck Berry.
We have non-breaking news here for the Boston Red Sox, so we're not playing any sounder. I'm just going to read it, and then we're going to move on to the tease I had before the break. Red Sox have acquired first baseman Ryan Noda from the Los Angeles Angels, the Angels announced. So that's good. First baseman, you guys excited? Do you want a Noda rest?
Can you give me some? I'm guessing if he was available at this point, he's probably not the best numbers, but let's hear him.
He's hitting 148 with a 633 OPS.
He'll fit right in.
In AAA. He's hitting 148 in AAA, not in the big leagues, in AAA. Yeah. He's known, according to our buddy Boston Sports Gordo, that in 2023, he hit 16 home runs as a solid rookie for the A's with a 770 OPS. So
he's kind of bounced around a little already.
Okay. Beggars can't be choosers at this point. Does he play first base?
The fact that he can play the position but can't hit worth a lick?
Sounds like Casas.
Sounds worse than Romy. That's what I took away from that.
Oh, yeah. You and Alex Cora with your Romy.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing he's only played first base, that he would be considered a true first baseman.
Yes, he's a true first baseman.
So exactly what Rafi wanted Breslow to do. Just go get a first baseman.
Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately, he's going to Worcester, not Boston. He's going to go back to AAA, but you now have at least a minor. We've been talking about have at least a minor league option. You have a minor league first baseman who once upon a time hit 16 home runs in the major leagues.
Yeah.
Okay. You happy
just,
now?
Just a couple years ago.
Everybody, a couple years ago. Yeah. He's still young. But as I said, we had a little question pop up in our email chain, our discussion as we're doing some show prep here, because obviously the Celtics lost in the second round, so they did not win the championship they were supposed to
Screwed
win.
Screwed us on content.
Screwed us on content, so we're going to squeeze some content out of them in a different way. Boston Red Sox are now a third-place baseball team that could have swept the Mets but didn't because the manager pulled the ace pitcher. We'll get back to that in a little bit. Red Sox underachieving, and the New England Patriots, everybody tells me they're going to go 17-0. They're the greatest team since sliced bread with a quarterback.
Slight exaggeration.
It's what I do. Quarterback threw four picks in his first eight passes the first time we saw him on
the
field.
Off to a rough start.
Rope-a-dope.
And then the Boston Bruins, last September, people were telling me, the hockey experts were telling me, don't worry about Montgomery's contract or Swayman, this and that. They could be. Razor told me they could be a cup contender. A couple things go their way. They're a cup contender. They were not a cup contender. They picked seventh overall in the upcoming NHL draft. So I decided to put the poll up on X today. At Jumbo Heart, at WEEI Afternoons, asking the simple question, which of the four major sports teams in Boston is or has been most overrated? Mm. Patriots right now was an option. Red Sox this spring. Celtics all year. Bruins preseason were the way I worded them.
All right.
You know what the leader is, Fitzy?
The most overrated team in town? It's got to be your Boston Red Sox.
50% of the respondents, and good turnout on this poll, said it is indeed the Boston Red Sox. Mm. Next up, Ted Johnson, would be who?
Yeah, the Celtics.
Celtics are indeed in second place with 24% of your vote.
That's a pretty good number.
Third would be the Boston Bruins at 14% of the vote. And then, oh, you homers, the Patriots with just 12% of the vote right now.
About right.
So, well, no. I could do this
poll. Good job
poll.
By your followers.
We could do this poll maybe again in November. We'll see how the Patriots season plays out. There might be a different
spin. When they're 7-2?
Or 2-7.
Okay.
We'll depend on the
poll.
Let's
do it again.
But do we agree with this? Are the Boston Red Sox the most overrated team in Boston sports over the last calendar year?
I think so.
In are they one of the more overrated teams in sports? I mean, we weren't the only ones.
Yep.
I'm sure we could have Dan Ball go back and find Fox.
In baseball.
Yeah,
yes.
MLB.com and like ESPN.
Fox and other places that said they were going to the World Series.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to the World Series.
Oh, they're going
to
use that soundbite in the clubhouse too.
Maybe they'll buy tickets
like everybody else.
Sacramento for that small. You better buy them early. They're going to be very expensive. That bandbox.
That's a fair way to put it. I just think there was a lot of national pundits that thought this was a good baseball team.
Yeah.
That this team was, you know, at least a 90-win baseball team. A team that had a chance to maybe make it to the World Series. And so, heck, even I believe. What did the wise guys? I'm trying to think what the wise guys. had predicted their over under. It was
87.5.
I got 86.5 from Dan Ball, so it depended on where you were.
But don't forget, after they signed Bregman, it went up a game.
Okay, Danny's questioning your stats. I don't question your stats, Dan. Yeah. I trust you. When you put it in there, I believe it is the gospel.
It feels on first kind of glance that it just feels like the Red Sox would be the number one most overrated team in town.
So it feels that way. I think it's actually the Celtics. And I'm just going to speak for myself.
Go.
I said some dumb things when we were down at,
Scores?
At the Garden. No, before that, at the Garden for Celtics home opener. And I said something to the effect, Christian and I were debating whether could this be one of the greatest teams in Celtic history in
look
NBA
pretty good.
History.
Pretty good that first opener.
Could they go? They only lost 4 games at home last year. I was like, could they go undefeated at the TD Garden this year? Can you know they're gonna back to back was almost a foregone conclusion. Like the back to back part of it, the banner was like accepted.
That should have been the expectation.
Yeah. So they were pretty damn overrated. Because I want to get back to Fitzy. We were just talking about this during the break. You and I.
Aye.
People are gonna remember this for Tatum tearing his Achilles. You were losing to the Knicks either way.
Right.
You were down 3-1.
Right.
So you were going to lose the series. That actually muddies the water and gives them kind of an excuse.
You know what? Yeah. I'm going to change my vote. I'm going to put the Celtics. Celtics. Mm-hmm. It's really Celtics.
Because the Red Sox, people were saying playoffs, maybe best case scenario, go to the World Series, whatever. Yep. The Celtics were they were already printing a banner.
Yep.
Like they had the stitcher stitching it up.
No,
don't tell anyone.
It's not even close. It's the
children of Nicaragua are going to have a giant banner.
Yep, they can use it as a blanket. They don't need banners, but I think it is the Celtics.
Yeah.
We feel the Red Sox differently because we're still in the midst of it and last night's game, and maybe we personally hype them up a little too bit. We get caught up with Alex Cora every Wednesday and optimism and positivity, but. The Celtics were considered, without a doubt, the best team in the NBA, right? Heading into the season. Now, at some point, their OKC surpassed them in the odds, in the favorite.
Correct.
But I still think a lot of people expected the Celtics to win, even when OKC became the odds-on favorite,
or even when Cleveland, was the highest, the first seed in the East. Still, people didn't worry about that. People were like, oh, that's fine.
Everybody told me the Celtics are actually better on the road. So Game 7 on the road, that's
correct.
Fine.
Who cares?
So that's cute that they think they're going to win. Won't get to Game 7. Won't worry about that.
Yep.
Like people were downright cocky, and I would put myself in that group. And they failed to live up. Remember the Warriors game. When it was going to be, Tatum's going to be so pissed at Steve Kerr because of the Olympics, they're going to blow out the Wait, the Warriors won?
They're going to lose by 7?
Wait, why'd the Warriors win? What happened here? That's not how that's supposed to play
They got
out.
Them in the second game, but you're right. The first time they played them,
But
right.
I felt like that was the first sign of, like, they're not superhuman.
If you just go off of what were the preseason expectations for the Celtics versus the preseason expectations for the Red Sox, I would say, if you put it that way, I think the Celtics were the more disappointing team.
However, the Celtics at least did make the postseason. Right now, the Red Sox are trending in the direction of also ran once again.
Yeah.
And the Bruins, I don't know that anyone ever believed they were going to be good. Some of the analysts said they were going to. Razor, others, Fluto said, they have the talent. If the goalie plays like he can play, I'm not sure anybody really believed it. And then we get to the Patriots, which is in last place right now. But we're very early on in this process. We have no idea. If Drake May looks like the Drake May that the only part we've seen from him, that little sampling that is OTAs, then they're going to be highly overrated as well.
But no doubt.
I don't really expect him to throw 4 picks in his first 8 passes of the season or whatever. And they're also not expected. They're expected to maybe make the playoffs. The most optimistic people think they'll probably make the playoffs, right? I haven't heard anyone that says they're going to be in championship contender.
No, definitely not.
So it's the Celtics, and I think that we landed on the right answer there. Why is that?
Because they failed.
No, but why were they so, like, is it the system, Ted? Is it a presumptive attitude of maybe they listened to
I heard Andy Hart talking when I was driving into the opener at the guy. He said we're going to go undefeated at home. Like, were they reading their press clippings?
Can I use injury as an excuse?
No.
Or as a reason.
I don't know. Ted Johnson doesn't allow.
It's not an excuse. It's a reason why. I just think KP being injured. I think KP was more important than a lot of people. He was available for most of the playoffs last year, wasn't he? Or except the last series, or
off and on. So he didn't play that much.
He didn't play even in the first couple three rounds.
Okay. Go back and look. Ankle sheath injury, whatever the hell
so,
that was.
So to say KP being injured, it shouldn't matter because he was injured last year's run too.
Yeah.
I just, to me, that there's not a better team in the NBA other than maybe OKC than the Celtics. But I give the edge to the Celtics over OKC because they've been there, done that.
Right. They're in their prime. They have their stars. Like, they're all signed. The teams stayed together. They all know how to play together. They know their roles. Like, everything we said was arrogant, presumptive. You say I like to parse words and play with words, right, Ted, sometimes?
Yep.
What do you think of this? The 3-5-1? I'm not familiar. Celtics aren't overrated. They underachieved.
You don't think expectations for the Celtics were high going in?
Don't yell at me. Yell at 3-5-1.
Yeah.
Which is somewhere.
I feel like most of the people. Well, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to remember before the Celtics season. You know, what were people saying about them? I feel like most people thought them as one of the best teams in the NBA and should repeat. And then they go, well, the last six teams that won the NBA championship did not repeat. So that was you kind of factor in kind of just the mentality of maybe the NBA player. I don't know. They win it, and then it's hard to back it up. I don't know. But to me, I just think the expectations were very, very high for the Celtics going into the season, and the way the season ended, and it just was hugely disappointing.
Yeah, I can tell you, I did the conversations with people, what's the reason if the Celtics don't win? Well, injury, obviously. It's the only reason that they wouldn't win. That was what it was preseason, I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I can remember Scal saying, there's no one that's going to outshoot the Celtics in a 7-game series, and, you know, they're not going to go cold in a 7-game series. Like, he was among the...
Is there a roster in the Eastern Conference that you would take over the Celtics roster?
No.
So there you go. So...
Well, right now, maybe, because I've seen the negative and I'm a little cynical.
Going into the season.
True Holiday looks old. Porzingis looks hurt. Tatum is hurt. Looks old.
If you take it further, is there a roster in the NBA that you would take over the Celtics? OKCs would you take over?
Yes. Yes.
Before the season started?
No.
Okay, so it's preseason expectations where the Celtics were the best team in the NBA.
617-779-7937. I see you lining up. Let's go to Matt in Newport. What are your thoughts on the Celtics, Matt, and why are you young? Matt?
Sorry. You got me?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yes. No.
All right. Celtics are soft. Can someone please say it?
Soft.
You guys are making every excuse in the world for this team. They are the softest team. They were so lucky everybody was hurt last year. I'm dumbfounded that no one has come out and said this anywhere. Tatum loves what's his name, Kobe. He's got no killer instinct. He's a great player. He's not a finisher. They are soft. Thank you.
And the thing, Matt, they are soft.
You've called them that kind of.
Yeah, and they were soft last year and won. So it's, you know, if I want to sit there and say they're soft, they go, well, how did they do it last year? I'm like, yeah, that's a good point. They played softer. You know what?
They played more injured last year. Cleveland didn't have Donovan Mitchell.
There you go.
And Miami didn't have Jimmy Butler. Right. And then Indiana didn't have Tyrese Halliburton.
And Dallas, please. I mean, right? So they were soft last year and still won it. You know, that's the one thing where you go, okay, everybody that says, you know, you want to call him soft, okay. And I think Jason Tatum's a little soft, dude. I do. Okay. Well, you know, he's first team all pro and he's, he's a champion. Then you're kind of shut down. It's hard to, but I just think that was, you can't, now that they kind of, every team knows how the Celtics attack and run and they know what they want to do, which is shoot up a bunch of threes. That now there's teams that can defend it better now. Last year, they weren't really sure. Now they know. Then you saw what happened to them.
Well, Scal said that
Wednesday.
No
creativity on the Celtics. None.
Scal brought that up with Derek White has 34 in the prior game, and immediately they're closing out on him. They're, in transition, they're taking him away. Right. Did Joe Mazzulla expect that? Did he have something in mind how he was going to counter that? Yeah. And my guess would be no, because I don't. He hadn't faced it a lot. Because if you remember early in the year, one of Scal's takeaways was people were going to be super physical with the Celtics. That's how they were going to try to...
Well, every night was going to be someone else's NBA Finals?
Yes.
Yeah.
And really bang them around
Orlando,
and be physical.
Orlando tried.
There was a while there where it was blitzing Tatum, double-teaming Tatum.
That
He's not
it.
Dealing with it well. Oh, he adjusted to that. And then now it was, well, we're not going to let Derek White just shoot threes. He helped beat us last game with 34. did they have a counterpunch to that? And when you say Tatum is soft, do you mean mentally, physically, emotionally, or all three?
I think there's a physicalness, but it also leads to a mentality too. I think the mental leads to the physical, right? And one and part of it is just when I say soft, it's settling for threes. The term settling for threes is a soft answer to playing basketball.
But that's what his coach tells him to do.
You know, would you? When I look at SGA, okay, well, you know what? Then it's a soft system, mm-hmm. and it's a soft organization. So that's breeding soft players. So wow. if that's where you want to, that's kind of what it is. The system is so soft. It's a soft system that leads to soft players.
617-779-7937. Are the Celtics soft? Are they the most overrated team in Boston sports? Maybe one of the most overrated team in all of sports right now. We'll go back to your phone calls next here on WEEI Afternoons.